Welcome to the Strew and CJ show. I'm Strew.
And I'm CJ.
And this is our first episode.
Yeah.
So, what we're basically going to do, we're going to be talking about games, we're going to be talking about stuff, we're going to be talking about what we do in our week. It's really social and it's fun. So, here we go.
You look weird.
So, what have we done this week? CJ, what have you done this week?
This week, went on my computer and that game-related stuff, played a lot of RuneScape because it's better than WoW.
Oh my god.
And I what else have I done? Oh yeah, I climbed a big mountain, but it wasn't big.
Okay.
It was like we parked on the wrong side of Golden's Nature Walk thing, that was quite bad. But anyway, we parked on the wrong side of this big mountain to climb this really rocky like thing. And my 2-year-old sister, she went up it and it was really funny watching her go up.
Okay. So, let me ask you a question, CJ. Why do you play RuneScape?
Because it's better than WoW and it has the option to be free.
Now, you see, just because it's free doesn't mean it's good.
Well, it's the best free thing I've ever found.
Have you ever heard of free-to-play shooter games like, let's say, Urban Terror?
Yes, and I have played them and they are good, but RuneScape still... I come away from those and then I don't play them and I just...
So RuneScape is the best...
And RuneScape, when I quit, I always come back to it.
Right. So RuneScape, you're saying, is the best MMORPG.
It's like drugs.
Well, well, WoW's like drugs. RuneScape is the best free MMORPG, you're saying.
Well, this is like heroin. You don't play, die.
Right. Well, there's a really cool film that I've seen. It's called Second Skin, and it's this guy, he shot himself because he was so addicted to World of Warcraft.
What, really?
Yes, and this really thin guy, in about 2 years, he was critically obese and was about to die because of WoW.
And, that's because WoW sucks.
But relationships have been made in WoW. Marriages have been made. Happy stuff have been made.
So has RuneScape.
Yeah, well, here's the thing. Only 8-year-old boys make relationships on RuneScape.
What? Well, I made relationships from RuneScape.
Why don't you introduce that person to everybody? CJ, edit.
Oh, you said it again. That is my sister, not 2-year-old one, but I've got lots of sisters. yes, my sister.
So,
and she is.
You've had a girlfriend on RuneScape.
Yes, I did. Yeah, this was one of those people who wear really, like, hardly any clothes on it, and you get any more.
Let me clarify this. You just got a hooker on RuneScape. Yes,
yeah.
you got a hooker. Oh my god. Now you see, I don't have a girlfriend on WoW because...
Or in real life because you're sad.
Shut up, CJ. Shut up. You don't have... You dumped her. Anyway, we're going off point here. And so, because I'm not sad. I don't have any... I don't have any...
You don't have any feelings, you don't have any feelings, unless it's towards WoW. That's why.
No! Okay, I don't have any girlfriends in WoW because I think it's sad.
No, you have boyfriends, though.
Because any good-looking girl, well, good-looking avatar, could be a fat 80-year-old man.
Really?
Yes!
Hey.
I have a girl character in WoW.
Yeah, so do I. Well, when I had the trial, I did.
Right, let's just get back to the point of what we're gonna do. So,
back to the point, RuneScape owns WoW.
Oh, shut up! Okay, let's just... Right, what else, what do you want to say there then, Callum? Website of the week, and then we go up to start and stuff, so.
You have told us what you've been doing this week.
Oh my god, okay, here's what I've been doing this week. I've been playing WoW, and been playing Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2.
Yes, this was a mistake. It's actually Call of Duty Modern Warfare 1, which is Call of Duty 4. So, back to the podcast.
Because it owns COD 5 on PS3, because I don't like Xboxes. That's all I've been doing. And I rearranged my room, so that's pretty cool. Anyway, so, what do you want to say to the viewers? Listeners, then, CJ.
Viewers?
Yeah, I said viewers.
Wave to the viewers. Hello, everybody.
Okay, no, what do you want to say then?
You could give them the finger and they wouldn't realise it. Funny. Right, I'm sorry.
Well. Website of the week. Yes?
Yep. The website of the week, Hudge.com. It's a really cool site. I found it from another podcast, but they didn't put copyrights on it, so I nicked it. And it's wicked.
Right.
It's really good. It's like you go on it, and then you answer all these questions, and then it tells you cool stuff that you didn't know, but it tells you about yourself. So, like, where I want to go before I die, apparently I want to go to some place in Antarctica.
I don't know if there's anybody buried in Antarctica.
No, but it's apparently where I want to go before I die.
Okay.
Where do you want to go before you die?
So, downloadable games.
Downloadable game? What, like,
I have
free
seen
one?
A few. Free downloadable games. I've seen a few free MMORPGs. And I've seen a few free first-person shooters. I'm going to talk about an MMORPG and a first-person shooter. The MMORPG is called Repels. I haven't played it. I haven't downloaded it yet. It's for Windows only, so I'm going to do it on my Windows computer. It's basically like World of Warcraft, but it's free. And it's one of these Japanese anime-looking thing.
What's it called?
Repels. RAPPELZ. Sorry, I can't speak.
So it's free?
Yes.
And it's like World of Warcraft?
Sort of, yeah.
I give them another week before they go bust.
Okay. First-person shooter, I've seen two. One's called Soldier Front, which is basically you're a soldier and you fight in an army. Another one's called War Rock, which is very, very, very good. I recommend it to everybody. Okay. I might edit that out. So basically, you play as an army guy who's lost his family, and it's online, so you can play
can other
people. Yeah. There's other vehicles, so you can hop in a helicopter and fly into them, and be a kamikaze guy, if you want to. But there's cars, boats, planes, so on. So yeah, check that out. What else? Free games.
Well, actually, I've got a few free games. There is one, it's called Dino Run, and
oh,
it's a wicked game.
Classic game. That's
that is really good.
Yeah, it's like, how many bits is it? It's an 8-bit thing, I think. 8-bit. It's very, very pixelized. You play as this dinosaur, and
run away!
Yeah, you have to run away from a big meteor that hit. So, That was kind of fun. I found that fun, but then I got bored of it. So,
there's one that got me hooked for a while, called Desktop Tower Defense. That's
Desktop cool. Tower Defense Pro is one of the best free to play games ever. So just type it into Google, Desktop Tower Defense. It should be the first one on your list. It's that good.
Yeah, it's wicked. There's also another one. It's the Powder game. That's good.
Oh, jeez. That's really... Yes, it's a game, but it's... I say it's a physics engine.
The thing that doesn't put it top of my list is it's partly educational.
No, we don't like educational games.
No, it makes you learn stuff.
Yeah. I have seen an other game that has been criticised a lot. It's been on the news because it was too gory, and it was being on the news because it was giving young children the wrong idea. It's called The Torture Game.
Oh yeah, I've heard of that. I played it. It's really fun, actually.
It is really fun. What happens is there's this guy completely naked, you can't see his balls. It's hanging from two ropes. And you get chainsaws, you get guns, you get
nails.
Razor blades, you get nails, you get to rip his head off. And it's free.
You have to keep him alive, basically, but hurt him.
Yeah.
It's... Yeah.
You can...
Is that game still, like, working on the web?
Yes, it's still on the web. There's been a sequel that's come out. It's called The Torture Game 2.
Wow, what a surprise.
It's basically the same thing, but you get a shotgun and an AK-47 to shoot him with. And the physics are really good in this game because if you shoot him in the heart, well, in the heart area, he dies instantly. If you shoot him
it's
in
funny
the head,
to shoot him in the foot.
Shoot him in the head, dies instantly. If you shoot him anywhere else, or in the spine, he dies instantly.
But he doesn't die.
Yeah, he never really dies. Anyway.
Yeah, but just for people, like, younger, I was going to say viewers, but I won't, listeners. For the younger listeners, I would maybe get, like, an adult or someone to play it first, just before you play it. I know it's stupid, and you're like, oh, I can play any game, I'm not scared, all that kind of stuff. But
it will
it's
give
yucky.
You nightmares.
It's yucky. I would say 8, maybe. It's yucky.
Yeah. Okay, so, let's move on to new games that have come out. About to come out. Or come out. CJ, you first.
There's one out. It's called Prototype.
Oh yeah.
Oh, this is a really good game. Basically, you go around, you find people, you smash your hand through their guts, and then you turn into them. Which is cool.
It's very stealthy.
And your hands turn into big things that cut people, like blades. It's wicked.
And you can throw cars at helicopters. Yes, you can.
That's fun.
Uh-huh. And you can run up walls, and you can fly. So, that's a very fun game. It's very fun leading me on to another game called Infamous, which is basically the same... But you play a superhero with electrical powers, so you can do this thing called shockwave, and it blasts out a big shockwave of electricity, and it moves cars and stuff, so you can basically throw cars at anything. And I have this
game. Throw a car at your house.
but the game's not too advanced. You can't throw things and the house will blow up. But however, at petrol stations, you can blast the car into there or just blast the petrol pumps, and it literally blows up, killing everybody in the radius.
Cool.
Yeah, I have this game. It's great. I haven't finished it yet. I haven't really had the time to finish it. It's meant to be great. It is great. Get it. It was recommended to me by a friend.
Was it me?
No. He left quite recently. No, you're great. Great pal. We might have him on the show sometime. I don't know. If he's available. So, yeah. So, anyway. Moving on. Next, email stuff. Max is on our show notes. So, Callum, you know the email address. I don't. You made it.
Our email is thestrewandcjshow@gmail.com. And basically, you just, like, send in, like, any questions. Any questions you want. Anything like that. So questions, we'll answer them on the show. About games, about stuff, about life, about girls. Anything.
Okay.
Sorry, I had...
This has now turned into a dating podcast. So, anyway, sorry. Back to the point.
Well, we can talk about that stuff if you want.
No. Okay, here we go. The Skype... If you want to leave us a voicemail, my Skype is Strew62, search for me, and just leave us a voicemail, we'll reply back. And yours is, CJ?
Mine is Sharkbait109.
Very nice. So, if you want to leave us voicemail, just go there.
And if you want to find out my real name, you have to go on my Skype, because that's my real name. You have to leave a voicemail.
It doesn't really matter, because... Pedophiles aren't really going to look for us because we are ugly as hell. So
yes.
Well, we're not really ugly because we look awesome, don't we? And we are not gay. If you're anybody asking, we are not gay.
Who's not gay?
I'm not gay. I don't know about you.
Yes, and he's going to prove that somehow.
Anyway. So, what else? We are setting up a website, according to CJ. So,
yeah, the website will probably be on Max Pages. Don't know if you heard of it. It's quite a good thing. It's not the easiest, but it's good. But if I was going to use like Moonfruit or Dreamweaver or something,
yeah,
but I don't want to pay for it.
And all that. I didn't say that, I'll bleep that out, don't worry.
Okay. Paper sucks.
Yeah, so, what else do we have?
We've got,
I've got another new game, I've just remembered. Halo 3, the sequel has come out. It's called Halo 3 ODST. You play as a ODST student. Student? What the hell? ODST soldier, and you fall out the sky out of this thingy. I'm not a big Halo fan, so I've seen the trailer. You fall out the sky in this, what looks like a van, and you get out and you start shooting up everything, and you drop from aeroplanes and stuff. So that's pretty cool. If there's any big Halo fans out there that really want to get the game, which I know there are. Might not be listening though, because this is our first episode. So, anyway, free games. I've seen another free games. Oh, free games websites. There is a few that loads of you know. There's miniclip.com, which everybody knows. There's freegamesonline.com. There's armorgames.com, which is very, very popular. Addictinggames.com, which is very, very popular. You got any more?
And addicting.
You got any more there, CJ? Got any more websites?
I'm just thinking, have I? There is, what's it called? CrazyMonkeyGames.com.
Oh, yeah.
That's good.
So, downloadable games. Let's talk about more download. Actually, no. Let's talk about how World of Warcraft, is that the real deal that you're going to get? Is RuneScape better than World of Warcraft? Let's have a debate.
Okay, this should be fun.
Okay, so you first. Why do you think RuneScape is better than World of Warcraft?
Well, with the new HD updates that have been coming out lately, the graphics are better than what it was. Yes, the World of Warcraft graphics are good, but that's because it's on a disc.
Yeah.
But it can be downloaded, but on a disc. And this makes it not as easy, you know, like accessible. I can't even say that word. Accessible as many people.
I understand.
For everyone, and also if like your computer crashes and you've got the game and both the expansions to reload on, that's gonna take a pretty long time.
Oh, fair enough.
Reload that on. Well, and also the cost. It costs quite a lot. You know, it costs quite a lot. I mean, if I could play it, I would definitely play it, but I don't have the money for it, and I can't be bothered to get it.
But
really,
you know, it's worth it. It's actually worth it. Reloading the two expansions back onto your computer. Back onto your computer, you reload the expansions. It's worth it, Cal. Okay, CJ. Sorry, Ed. CJ, yeah, so it's very, very addicting. I am quite new, so I have only just got a level 30 recently, so yes, I'm quite happy about that. I ride a purple chicken.
A purple chicken?
Yeah, he's called the Hawk Strider, so shut up.
Cool.
Anyway, I think RuneScape sucks, end of.
Noob.
Now, you know, noob is a bad word. I think it's offensive to those who are new to the game. Let's say...
No, noob, as in N-O-O-B.
Yes.
Annoying, low-level player. Noob, that is an insult. Noob, as in new to the game, is N-E-W-E. That is not an insult.
Wait, no. You just said...
N-O-O-B.
You just said N-E-W-E.
Yes, I'm talking in the chat.
New. That's new, not noob.
Yes, it is.
Oh, whatever. Sorry about that. We are talking on Skype, by the way. That's why he said, oh, well. But, oh, type it in on chat.
Oh, that's a minute.
So, looks like it's just... you and me. What we're gonna do, as you can see, CJ is a little bit retarded. So, don't tell him I said that. Don't just send emails and tell him I said that, because he's retarded. We're just gonna be talking like this for an hour. This, show's only going to go up to, in 30 minutes. So, and our next episodes will go up to 20 minutes or 30 minutes. No, not
yeah, how 20. How long have we been recording for?
We're just coming up to 25 minutes, so. So, don't worry, listeners, we are going to be off in 5 minutes.
Okay.
This is what we're going to be doing. Except it's going to be an hour to 2 hours.
Another 5 minutes of us wasting in your life.
Yes. That's very sad. Any good information sites? There's a really good information site called, actually, no. Forget that. go to a URL called gamebattles.com.
What?
Gamebattles.com.
Game.
Gamebattles.com.
Oh.
Gamebattles.com is run by the Major League Gaming. And what you can do, if you have a PS3, you can play online and just play other people, organize matches. There's a ladder, so you can compete against other teams around the world. There's a tournament for almost every single game. Well, every single good game.
I thought you said this. Battles.com.
No, I did not say that. Okay, sorry. So, gamebattles.com. Very, very good, useful. Write it down. So... have we talked about people joining the show?
No, we haven't.
Okay.
I'll do this bit, because I like this bit. Basically, because we were bored, we decided we'd do this podcast, and it gives us something to do, and we like it. And we like everyone who likes it, so... and, so, yeah. But there are only two of us, which does limit the content some bit. So, if there are any people who like the show and always wanted to be on a podcast, can't be bothered to do the editing and all that, just, you know, if you've got a Skype, you can email us, tell us about your Skype. Downloading Skype doesn't take long, doesn't use up memory, it's better. Or, yeah, that's good. So, we could do that. So, if you want to join the show, just email us with your name and all that kind of stuff.
Sorry, he was just...
Stroh is making rude signs at me.
Sorry.
Anyway, you can do that, and you don't have to bother with the editing. I'll get Stroh to do that because he does that, and done, basically. So yeah, if you want to do that, and you're bored, you want something to do, come join us, and be more sadder than you've ever been before.
That could be our slogan.
What? Be more sadder than you've ever been?
The CJ and Stroh Show. Be more sad than you ever wanted to be. Okay. I think we should just talk for 2 minutes more. So, let's clarify this for our next episode. We are CJ and Stroh. My name is Stroh, his name is CJ. Clarify that.
Physical descriptions of each other. Yeah, this would be fun. I'll do you and you do me.
Okay, Callum is retarded.
I said physical.
Okay, fine. Okay, Callum is physical and mentally, okay? Callum is retarded. Well, I'm joking. He's not really retarded. Okay.
Never mind.
Don't get started on me. brown hair, blue eyes, anybody wants to get a chick
brown eyes, you dumbass.
Oh, whatever. He's got...
and I'm amazingly slim.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm fit.
He is very good looking, as is I, so if there's any chicks that want to flick blonde, us, got... pick us.
Yeah, he's got blonde hair, a big nose.
I don't have a big nose.
Okay, a good nose, a fine nose, and big smoochy kissing lips.
Thank you.
And he's Scottish.
Thank you. Okay, I think we're going to call it. So if you want to email us, it shall be the CJ and Stroh Show.
At gmail.com.
Yeah, and if you want to voicemail us, my Skype name is Stroh62.
And mine is Sharkbait109.
So, thanks for listening. Bye.